Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated. Welcome, everybody, to Monday. We get to start the week off. How amazing is that? Hopefully, you've already done your gratitude journal and all that other amazing stuff. But today, I actually want to talk about a reality of what happens when Monday starts off weak. I don't know what happened over the weekend for you, but if you're somebody who's actually really, really struggling this Monday, I wanted to provide you with a handful of small tools here right in the moment that can help change that for you and get the week started differently. So I mentioned it almost like a joke, but gratitude and gratitude journals have been a big part of my journey for the better part of 7 or 8 years now. And if you don't do that regularly, then I'm asking you to just push pause right now. And unless you're driving, take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down 3 things you're grateful for. And every time you write one down, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to imagine that thing in front of you, right? Like today, I put down Noah's smile. And if I can just close my eyes and imagine my little girl's smile, just embody it for a moment. So again, really just pause here for a second, write 3 things you're grateful for. And each time you write one, just close your eyes and really embody and imagine that thing. All right, hopefully you're back from pausing. That is trick number one. Trick number two that I'm going to do is actually pretty simple here, but I want you to remember that you don't have to do everything alone. So if you're having a really bad start to your week, what I want you to do is not fall into that mistake that you're going to have to figure out how to make it better and it's all up to you, and that if you don't figure it out, then the week is going to suck. It doesn't have to. There's a lot of power, a lot of force, a lot of ability that you hold within you, but we are so much more powerful than that through our network, our friends, and the people that are close to us. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to start imagining in your head, again, if you have a piece of paper out, you can write this out, but at least imagine in your head at least 5 people that you can have a conversation with about whatever it is that's bothering you in this moment. 5 people. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be a loved one, it could be your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister. Doesn't matter who it is, 5 people. And then what I want you to do is actually reach out and connect. So many of us are afraid that if we're not at our best, we have to isolate until we figure out how to do it. And only then do we get to reach out. I want to stop you from doing that. And if this week is not starting off right, I want you to be able to connect with those close to you and have an honest conversation, not a whiny conversation about what's going wrong, but an honest conversation about what is happening to you inside. How are you feeling? What are you scared of? And how can they help if there is a way that they can help? Sometimes all you need is to have that connection, that support from others who are close to you. And that's it. We're going to keep it simple here for today. 3 things you're grateful for, 5 people you can connect to. I wish you nothing but the best, best week. And if we're one of those 5 people, if I'm one of those 5 people, reach out through Instagram, reach out through info@ignited.com. Talk to us, talk to me about what it is that you need to get yourself where you want to go. Have a great week. You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our #1 motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?